We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
We're back. Fourth and final quarter here of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. We are back in the Labatt Blue studio. I got Greg Pickle, Todd Sadowski here with me. I'm Dustin Hawkinsmith. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light bleed blue and white. You got to drink blue and light. Todd, you're new to the program here, so you got to drink blue and light when you're around here. I don't care that it's in the morning. Drink blue and light.
Why do you think I was late this morning, Dustin?
Too much blue, too much light for Greg over there. We were running down through what James Franklin had to say post-game after Idaho. 79-7, Penn State wins there. We'll get to more of that in a moment. I wanted to give Todd. Todd's got a couple programming announcements he'd like to make for you.
Well, look, guys, I love to stop by and just say hi at any time, right? But it's really special when I have something extra to add to it. But look, we're jazzed about having the game. First off, the Buffalo game is on Fox 43 this Saturday, prime time. So that's going to be awesome. We always love having Penn State on the air. But beyond that, the next night, September 8th, Sunday night, starting at 11, we're launching our new 30-minute sports show, all local sports, Sunday Sports Frenzy, 11 to 11:30 live on Fox 43, 52 weeks a year. We've added two people to the sports department, Alex Cawley and Lindsay Barna. So we're really thrilled about it. Expanded on high school sports, high school football, obviously big this time of season, Penn State football. But really what we really are excited about is we're going to be doing extensive sprint car and local dirt track racing and all that kind of stuff. That is an area that people love in Central PA. It's one of those, you know, the sprint car capital of the world, basically. And they've been thirsting for more coverage, and we're excited to give it to them. And it's just going to be a lot of fun. I mean, that's going to be the one overriding theme of it, is just want to have a good time. It's going to be all local, but it's also going to just be a lot of fun. And the funny thing is, like, the conversations that we have when we're not being recorded, those are sometimes the most interesting conversations. Absolutely. Are they not?
Yeah.
And so our goal is to take some of those conversations that we have within the Fox 43 sports department and put them on air also, and just, you know, let it loose a little bit.
Two pieces of advice: keep it clean, wear pants. All right. You might not be recorded. Like, when you're not recording, that's your business.
Okay. Note to self: do not invite Dustin over to the Sunday Sports Frenzy just yet. 11 p.m. at night might get a little out of hand. Greg, come on by anytime.
There we go. Point. Perfect.
Story of my life right there. how many minutes on a regular weeknight news broadcast, how many minutes do you typically budget and get to do sports?
We get 3.5 minutes, right, usually on a 10 p.m. sportscast.
30 minutes of sports time in TV.
It's a little more.
Is an eternity.
Yes. Yeah. It's a lot more. Yeah.
But so, I mean, it just kind of like what you can develop content-wise is completely different.
Yeah.
You know, you're not trying to cram a lot into a little. You've got time to actually elaborate.
And look, we're not foolish enough to think that everyone's going to tune in at 11 o'clock. So the segments that we're doing will live online, fox43.com/frenzy, that you can go and check out the segments that we're doing, whether it's dirt track racing, whether it's Penn State football, whatever it may be. So, but, you know, we invite everybody to check it out for sure.
Add the bookmark, fox43.com/frenzy, mm-hmm, right next to the KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. Bookmark on your AOL account. All right, you've got mail, and it's from the Fox 43 Sports Frenzy. Let's get into more of what James Franklin had to say. We'll roll down through some of these quickly. We've got a few more quotes to go. Franklin talked about the wide receivers and the really good things they did. The fact that they got a bunch of them involved in the offense.
Yeah, you know, again, you know, those guys, you know, you got two true redshirt freshmen. I haven't played a whole lot of football at Shorter, George, and I thought they did some really good things. And we were able to get a bunch of guys involved with Carr, and obviously KJ did some great things like everybody expects. You know, I thought early on with some of the punt returns, they obviously had a plan that they weren't going to let, you know, KJ win the game. But I thought early on KJ was pressing a little bit, was getting frustrated, you know, wanted to get some of those punt returns and some of those other things. But you know, we all know he's a weapon. I think he's one of the more, if not the most explosive player in the country. And we want to make sure that he's involved as a kick return, as a punt return. We kind of had a discussion that kick return to start the second half. You know, we wanted to get at least one rep with him as the kick return to get it on tape so we could work on it and clean some things up for moving forward in the season. But we had decided by that point to, you know, get him out of the game. So, but I thought, again, you know, I think overall, I thought the wideouts did some really good things. And we got a lot of guys' touches, and we got a lot of guys involved.
All right, about a billion guys caught passes there, so there's not much to glean from that. I did, you know, in short duty, I thought Weston Carr was an interesting player. I thought Justin Shorter was really moving well out there. We only saw him on a couple short things. I think you're going to see him as the year goes on and you find some rhythm, him be unleashed a little bit. I did think when Franklin was talking about trying to get that kick return to get on film, in a game like this, coaches are like, dying for negative stuff. They're dying for stuff to take you to task on Monday and Tuesday and try to get on you a little bit and fix things. That was just kind of a behind the curtains that, you know, they were looking for something to put on tape that they could try to clean up.
Yeah, they're always looking for things that can, you know, go into a meeting room and say, well, you guys think you did this, and this great, but here's this, and that you need to fix. So always having those opportunities is crucial. And, you know, you talk about the chance to put a kick return on tape. It's silly when you think about it, but they didn't really have a chance to because obviously Idaho just wasn't good enough to even remotely sniff the end zone. So that was an interesting factor for this game that we'll have to learn more about next week.
We talked about deficiencies on third down, 1 of 8. Justin Shorter can definitely play into that. That is a man among boys as far as wide receiver size, 6'4", 235.
And he can move well.
And, you know, if Clifford can get a connection with him on those third and fours and slants and outs and whatever, one-on-ones, fades, I mean, this is a guy that you've got to keep in mind when it comes to those situations. And KJ Hamler, look, they ran a jet sweep last year against Pitt that he just blew away everyone, and I didn't see the play the rest of the year, you know, in key situations. You have got to get him the ball and mean it and do it, and it's just give the guy some room to run. So, you know, I talked to KJ Hamler after the game briefly and said, look, have you told Sean, man, just get an extra second somehow, some way, and I'll just take, you know, he's going to toast some secondaries if Clifford can just move a little bit and keep his eyes downfield like Trace McSorley did and give KJ Hamler just that extra half second to get past some defenses, because he will accomplish that.
You saw that some, albeit against Idaho. Offensive tackles was an interesting thing here. Dane Franklin talked about that and mentioned Caden Wallace's name.
Well, because, you know, right now we got three tackles. We got to continue to get Caden some experience, but we think we're going to play three tackles throughout the year. You know, we feel like Will can do both, but we think he's really one of the better right tackles in the country. And then with Rashid, we think that's our answer at this point, is he's the backup at right tackle. And Dez is the backup at left tackle. Dez is just much more comfortable at left tackle. We feel like Rashid can do both, so that's why. And then as Caden continues to gain experience, you know, hopefully get the situation where he, you know, ends up being the backup, a true backup, not just in the depth chart, you know, by maybe the third, fourth game of the season.
Two questions, Greg, right off the bat. Number one, does it sound like they're talking about Caden Wallace playing a meaningful role?
He sure does. He looks great on the field. I think they are talking about that. I don't know what your second question is, but does it sound – I have one for you guys. Does it sound to you guys
– you're going to intercept it. Go for it.
Yeah, no, does it sound to you guys like they don't feel great about their five offensive linemen, so they're going to play eight? Like, I that's the thing I keep coming back to. We heard all last year how many times that – they don't have, you know, we have to have five guys. We have to have continuity. Then Matt Limegrover last Thursday's on a call with the media, and he says, well, the great thing about the new way of college football is that, you know, you can play eight or nine guys, and that's one of the great. It's like, well, Matt, you last year all you wanted was continuity, and you were lamenting not having five guys on the field that could win.
I've got an answer for that.
Please.
Maybe one of the 40 NFL coaches who came through this summer said, no, you don't need to limit it to five. You need to have six, seven, eight guys at the ready to play. So
does Alabama or Clemson play 8 or 6 or 7 or 8 guys? I don't know the answer to that, quite honestly.
Well,
I
mean, partly, that's probably, partly
in this situation.
Partly, I think it's because the jury's still out on Will Fries, and if they're going to try and rotate that in. I've never heard a coach tout a right tackle as being the best in the country because the best right tackles in the country are playing left tackle.
Right. I've never seen Greg so attentive. Like he's like foaming at the mouth to address this Will Fries thing.
I think that it's interesting that they spent all offseason with Rasheed Walker at left tackle, and then he ends up playing the majority of the game at right tackle. Most of his snaps came at right tackle. I don't understand that. I do obviously understand. We heard what James Franklin said, that they think Des Holmes is their backup left tackle, and they wanted to get him reps there. But you're taking those reps away from Rasheed Walker, who is supposed to be your starting left tackle and a guy that's going to have to be ready for showtime when you're not playing someone as bad as Idaho. So to take those reps away from him and move him to the other tackle, I just didn't understand any of that. Unless your plan is to put Des Holmes at left tackle and Rasheed Walker at right tackle and sit Will Fries. That's the only way that makes any sense at all.
Or prepare yourself for that plan if it's needed down the road. But why would you need that plan outside of injury, outside of, you know, to call Will Fries one of the best right tackles in the country? I could see it in your eyes that you didn't necessarily agree with that, Greg.
I just think that he's, you know, he was in the rotation with Chaz Wright last year. There was a reason for that. We don't know yet if he's taken the next step forward because it was Idaho and Rasheed Walker played more right tackle than Will Fries did. So,
and I don't think they know yet. Right, and that's the key. Fair. It's experimentation. I just don't think they know yet, and they're trying to find out.
And you know, I think you can tell what the five are going to be if they come to five. Rasheed Walker, Stephen Gonzalez, Michael Mennett, C.J. Thorpe. I don't think that I didn't leave the Idaho game with any question that Mike Miranda was truly an or starter with C.J. Thorpe or with Stephen Gonzalez. He was listed at both. And then Will Fries. They really like Mike Miranda, so they're making it a priority to get him some reps, and he can do that at three different positions. I think they really like Des Holmes, and I think they see that as a situation where he can come in and play, and Rasheed Walker can move to the right side. Maybe some different scenarios happen injury-wise or something that makes that necessary. And then they've got Will Fries on the right side. They like Caden Wallace as a reserve at one of those spots. I'm curious if he'll burn his red shirt. I think they like these couple extra guys, Greg, which is why they're maybe doing this, or maybe I'm giving them more credit than you are.
I could be one or the other for sure. I don't know. I just think that, again, when you don't have five offensive linemen that you like, you don't have a starting five, and you need to have that to win in the Big Ten. You just do.
They've got a starting 13, Greg. That's a difference.
Todd, anything?
They got an offensive line recruit to commit after the game, so they got guys extra time, and they're always thinking about that as part of it as well in these types of games potentially.
Call me crazy. I think this group could be okay. All right. That's it for this edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Stay tuned to KeystoneSportsNetwork.com as we look ahead to Buffalo.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, it's Ross Tucker, former NFL player and now host on the Keystone Sports Network, telling you about GoPSURV.com. I had an unbelievable experience for the Wisconsin game with my wife. My father-in-law came up. We had an absolute blast tailgating at GoPSURV.com. If you don't know about it or you haven't checked it out yet, you need to do so immediately. Call Mark at 1-800-519-8467 or go to GoPSURV.com.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.